airwaves, toll free. Here at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We will pick up the list of 30 things to stop doing to yourself from lifebuzz.com. We got through two of them, I think, last week.
Yeah.
Brett and I, and you're welcome to join us here in whatever discussion you might like to bring up. And you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's pretty big news in the world of cannabis decriminalization. This hit a couple days ago. And I don't think we got a real chance to talk about the kind of this news as it was coming. Now, District of Columbia Mayor Vincent Gray on Monday has signed a bill that decriminalizes possession of up to an ounce of marijuana in the U.S. Capitol. The law makes possession a civil violation with a penalty of $25. That's lower than most city parking tickets. Possession had been a misdemeanor, carrying up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. He did sign it this morning, said spokeswoman Doxie McCoy. Gray is facing a tight race in the Democratic primary on Tuesday after being tarnished by
someone named
finance
their little girl Doxie.
What's wrong with that?
Like a dog, you mean?
I need to look up what the word doxy means, because
Like a dachshund?
D-O-X-I-E?
Yeah, that's how it's spelled.
Okay.
You think it's slang for something?
I think it's a slang for a wanton woman.
Oh. All right, Urban Dictionary.
Doxy with a Y rather than an I-E is a definition, floozy, prostitute, mistress.
Hmm. But maybe it was just named after... That being a wanton woman was named after somebody named Doxie, and before and after, it's still unacceptable.
I don't think it's new. Let's go ahead here. First known use, 1515. I'm thinking that this gal probably was named after the first use of the term Doxie.
Your math looks good to me. Yeah.
It just seems like a really poor choice.
Well, maybe somebody liked their Doxie dogs. They're you know, dachshunds.
Look, I have no problem. You can name them anything, but, you know, I mean,
she could change her name if she really didn't like it.
She could.
I don't know if that many. I mean, I'd never heard of that before.
No.
Brett, he's never heard of it. So, you know, maybe most people don't know that doxy is slang for a prostitute or easy woman or something like that.
Enough of them have to have said something to her, though, right?
How old is she?
I don't know. Does not
say. She's a spokeswoman.
She's a spokesbureaucrat.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, this guy's going into a Democratic primary, so maybe he did this because, you know, he wants to get votes. But regardless, he did it. Proponents had backed the marijuana measure as an issue of fairness. A study by the ACLU had shown that blacks in Washington were 8 times more likely to be arrested for pot than people of other races. Decriminalizing possession of small amounts of cannabis in the District of Columbia is part of a nationwide trend to lessening penalties for cannabis. Colorado and Washington State, of course, as you know, legalized recreational marijuana use and voter initiatives in 2012. Now, here in our New Hampshire, we're a little bit embarrassingly behind the times. It's embarrassing that New Hampshire isn't out in front on this issue.
I don't think it's unusual, though, Ian. I mean, you lament this, and I lament it with you.
Yes.
However,
live free or die.
The problem is New Hampshire has, the Mercatus Center has done the ratings of the freest states in the union 5 times. New Hampshire has been number one 3 of those 5 times, and has been in the top 5 every time. I'm not sure where they've ranked. Maybe it's the top 3. But certainly, I think it's arguable to say that New Hampshire is the freest state in the union. One of the reasons is the citizen legislature. That citizen legislature has a tendency to not, it's slow to pass laws. So comparative,
yeah.
If you say that our system is essentially difficult and arduous through which to get a law, then it would be fair to say that it is difficult and arduous to get undone a law. And it has its advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, there's no doubt New Hampshire is probably the freest place to live.
But why?
It's got some problems, and this is one of them. It is not a very live free or die mentality when it comes to the cannabis legislation.
Live free or die is something they wrote on the license plate.
But it means something to a lot of people in New Hampshire.
What does it mean? We don't have to wear seatbelts?
Some people, that's what it means.
It means something. It's a target of ridicule for a lot of people outside of New Hampshire. Not saying that they're right. They're silly, like in Massachusetts and Connecticut. This was in a news story I read recently about Adam Lanza's mother was a New Hampshire, and then it said in between New and Hampshire, somebody added quotes, live free or die, to talk about her apparently liberal meaning free in this case, attitude towards guns. She was from the live free or die
right.
state. Guess
that's
people
why he
died.
Killed people.
Yeah, exactly. So, one question that I would have, does the Mercatus Institute lean conservative?
It's basically a libertarian think tank. I mean, it's certainly oftentimes these libertarian think tanks.
Yeah, but you know a lot of conservatives like to call themselves libertarians, so I think that the question still stands.
It's probably conservative-leaning libertarian because that's how these things tend to be. People that use the term libertarian to describe themselves don't mean what you mean when you say libertarian, necessarily, Ian. Usually they're referring to these small government minarchists or people that are working on particular issues, most of those issues with which we agree. But all I would say that, what I have living here over the course of 6 or 7 years have come to the conclusion that New Hampshire isn't necessarily particularly a state worried about civil rights and human freedom.
That's what I'm saying. That's
much more a state that essentially has a difficult to use government. It has the only citizen legislature. There isn't another state that has 400 legislators, and our population is 1.4 million. We're the size of New Jersey and a fifth of the population or something. I mean, it's a much smaller state. This state has a governmental system that makes it difficult to pass new laws. And that means it has a governmental system that is difficult to undo old laws. Mm-hmm. That's all it is, in my opinion.
Sure.
Which is good. So
why did you ask that question?
No, I was just thinking that, maybe, a libertarian organization that leans conservative leans away from decrim as a priority. So that was my only thought.
Yeah, who knows where that factored in to their decisions.
Right.
But it is a free place to live, and the government is hard to control here in some ways, meaning like are hard for people on the outside or lawyers to get involved with because they're opposed by regular people here, which is a good thing usually for freedom.
Well, also you can't. In just about every other state, an unsuccessful attorney, an attorney who's sick and tired of helping clients can just go into politics and make as much, if not more, money. But not here because they pay they're paid $100 a year.
Yeah, and it is certainly true that New Hampshire did have a legalization measure passed the state house, which made it the very first, if I'm not mistaken, the very first state legislature to ever pass a cannabis legalization measure. So that was kind of historic. Unfortunately, it died the second time it came in front of the state house because apparently some of the Democrats who voted for it the first time voted against it the second time. The allegation is that somebody called in a favor, basically, that the governor, who has pledged to not sign any legalization measures in New Hampshire,
didn't want
her Democrats to come to put this before her. So she pulled whatever strings were necessary to make sure that those Democrats who voted for legalization previously voted against it this time.
Yeah, the whip went out and whipped everybody into shape.
So that's the theory. So the point is we still need more liberty activists here. If you love freedom and you want to have a chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, liberty activists are actually getting elected in New Hampshire. That's not happening anywhere else. They're getting elected as Democrats and Republicans here in statewide. We're seeing people getting elected all over the place. It's really something that it's unprecedented in the liberty movement. You really owe it to yourself to learn more about the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about it. Check out the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. It's a great document that is very, very persuasive and will give you all kinds of reasons why New Hampshire is the best place for freedom to blossom. It's the best place for us to plant those seeds for the future of liberty. And you can go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it there. The good news, by the way, for people who support ending the war on drugs is the decrim bill is still in play here in New Hampshire. So the legalization bill is dead for this year. That could come back later.
2 years.
Decrim, still in play. And with news like this coming out of D.C., people like the governor are going to have less and less of an argument as to why they can't sign decrim and
right.
do the same thing, reduce the penalty from a misdemeanor up to an ounce to a violation, keep people out of jail cells, stop people from getting arrested. That's still possible this year. We're coming up.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. You can go and you can grab archives. We talked about the video archives. Also want to mention to you, the Weekly Digest is moving. It is moving over to our main podcast feed. We had started the Digest out on its own SoundCloud channel. I don't know if it's going to continue there. Maybe it will. But
I don't know.
But Benjamin Bartholomew, one of our listeners, he's the guy who's putting that together and has been doing a great job of it. He basically takes, he listens to the full 21 hours of Free Talk Live every week. and he determines.
He listens to it more than we do.
He determines what the you know, his opinion, the you know, best parts were, the most interesting or outrageous or whatever parts, the parts that he thinks are worth sharing, and boils them down to basically an hour and 15-minute long program every week. So that's going to be available in our Free Talk Live main podcast feed, and actually within the next few days he'll be kind of dumping them all down there. So if you've missed them, if you weren't aware of how to get them before, they're all going to appear in your podcast feed over the about the next week.
Can you make it so that somebody can just like they could do at Edgington Post, they can podcast the digest specifically?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like something that's fair to do.
We can work on that. Just remind me later, because we're doing a radio show now. 855-450 free is the number.
So bitcoins are probably easier to use online than your credit card or your bank account or PayPal or any other form of payment, especially if you have the CryptoKit plugin that I have. You can get that at CryptoKit.com, it's crypto with a K. But in the meat space world, oftentimes they're not quite as easy to use. Well, mybtc.cc is attempting to change all that. If you could just pull out a credit card that had bitcoins on it, had, you know, was attached to a Bitcoin wallet, swipe that at a terminal that was decentralized and non-banked, and it would immediately debit bitcoins from your Bitcoin account, it would be as easy to use, arguably as easy to use as cash, and I think that that's really the step forward for bitcoins. That's the next big thing, is when bitcoins can go from the easiest thing to use online, which really they're definitely, you know, in my opinion, they can definitely be that, to the easiest thing, or as easy as anything else to use in the meat space world, then bitcoins win. If you want bitcoins to win, check out mybtc.cc. That's mybtc.cc, and check, it's an Indiegogo campaign, but the guy who's running it, Temper, he's really excited about this. He's basically got everything is already done. You're just signing up to either get a card or do the transactions at your business, that kind of thing. mybtc.cc, and if this thing can take off, it's really going to change everything, because somebody's going to put bitcoins on credit cards, but that somebody is likely to be a big bank or something, and then the point of bitcoins tends to diminish. Do you want one of these Bitcoin organizations that's dying for more regulation to do this, or do you want a decentralized system? MyBTC.cc.
So the news out of D.C. is that the mayor there has signed marijuana decrim, going to make it so that people arrested for cannabis will only be able to receive a $25 civil violation as opposed to a misdemeanor charge and opposed to 6 months in jail, a $1,000 fine. So this is a pretty big-time decriminalization. This is major. I mean, this is to the point where the cops aren't going to bother. They're not even going to take the pot probably from you. Like, if you get caught with pot on the streets of D.C., presuming this goes through, because apparently it has to go through Congress now. But if you get caught with marijuana in D.C., if this goes through, you know, the cops are just going to write you the ticket, and that's going to be it. I would imagine a lot of them probably aren't going to bother taking it unless they want to smoke it for themselves. They're not going to be treating it as harshly, and it's the same thing that's happening. And I think Vermont did something similar. Massachusetts has a decriminalization law, Maine as well.
So New Hampshire is surrounded by states. Shame on New Hampshire.
That's why I say it's embarrassing.
Shame on New Hampshire's legislature for this.
Not the most freedom-oriented states by any stretch of the imagination either. No. I've lived in all of them.
Yes.
And they are bad.
But I'm telling you why, though, Ian, is the fact is that it's, you know, New Hampshire's governmental system is difficult to get laws
for. Okay, but what the also reason why is because it's full of a bunch of people who don't like the idea of cannabis decriminalization. We need to change those people's minds or change them out from the system.
Agreed.
If there were people in there who were compassionate towards their neighbors, then this wouldn't be an issue, and New Hampshire would have led the way in the Northeast. So, yeah, it's a difficult system and an unwieldy system, and there's some good things about that. But if there's a bunch of bad people in there, that's still a problem. And so the more people we can get here to be here as part of the Free State Project, the more success we're going to see on that front.
Okay, so is this a path? This might be somewhat controversial, but I'm interested in people's thoughts on this. Is this a path to full legalization?
Like smoking, you mean?
Yeah, and here's what I mean. I remember stories, I was in college in Vermont in the mid-90s, mm-hmm. and Phish would come, the Grateful Dead would come, and state troopers just didn't have the resources because everybody had pot.
Sure.
So it's like, all right, well, I guess you have pot too. Have a good day, you know, and they couldn't do anything. Where if there wasn't hundreds of thousands of Fish and Grateful Dead fans descending on the northern part of the state, they would have been able to deal with people one by one.
That's right.
So when decriminalization passes and there's not so much at stake for civil disobedience, what if 500 people, let's say, hypothetically, very hypothetically, especially in Washington, D.C., just go out every day and smoke pot, you know? The reason,
especially if they don't pay the fine, like people in Massachusetts learned they didn't have to pay the fine, and there was nothing that the Massachusetts government could do.
But they did that in Colorado. When they, it's illegal to smoke outdoors in Colorado and Washington, mm-hmm. but when it became law, everybody ran outside and had a big old pot party.
As they should.
But the city or the park police, they don't have the resources to deal with everybody right. who does it, just like my example in Vermont. And reminds me of something, I know I mentioned this on the show a few times before, I've been doing some shows with Thaddeus Russell, who wrote Renegade History of the United States, and his thing is, I mean, he thought it was great when Alt Expo smoked pot in the hotel at Liberty Forum, you know, and I wasn't on board with that, but he said, hey, you know, the world changed.
I'm pretty sure it was more than Alt Expo smoking at the hotel.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, he says the world changed not when people did a protest or not when people ran in, for office. The world changed when people went outside and did what they wanted, you know. It
yeah,
didn't
absolutely.
Care.
Well, I mean, you know, you're here in Keene now, which yeah. is the home of the 420 celebration.
Absolutely,
that happened
yeah.
back in 2009. Rich Paul, of course, went to jail last year for the bulk of 2013 because he sold some cannabis and he wasn't willing to take a plea deal. He's now back. He's out. He's back to activism, and he's plotting the next 420 event, which is going to be happening at the Concord State House on April 20th, as it has done for the last, must be several years now, because I know I've been to a bunch of them.
Is he on probation?
And he is on probation, as a matter of fact. So it's going to happen. There's going to be a smokeout on the steps of the state capitol. Unfortunately, it'll be on Sunday, so if we can't get the media to come out, the state reps will probably never know it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, people will be out there, and they will be engaging in civil disobedience. And it is currently a misdemeanor. So, yeah, if it is decriminalized, I think more people would be willing to sort of flout the law and go out there. And if all it is a violation and a $25 ticket, then more people will be far more likely to disobey.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I prefer decriminalization to legalization. If we can have full decriminalization, like taking it down to $25 in a fine, that's pretty good compared to a misdemeanor. If we can take it down to zero, then there's no criminal penalty for it, and it's also not legalized, so the state isn't taxing it either. More coming up. You take control on Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. Will Washington, D.C. decriminalize cannabis? Well, so far, it's gone through the council, it's gone through the mayor, and it has passed a fairly decent decrim measure, bringing down possession of up to an ounce to a $25 violation as opposed to a misdemeanor, which could get you 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. But it has to go through Congress in order to get passed.
That seems like a real sticking point to me. And
well, it makes me wonder. I mean, because the Congress people have ignored this issue for years. It just doesn't come up. I mean, I don't know. When's the last time it ever got even voted on?
No.
Has it ever?
No. Never. They don't even consider it a serious issue.
So doesn't this... Now, look, if you live in D.C. and you know how the system works there, I'd love to hear more, because the way D.C. government works is unlike anything else anywhere. I mean, there's this extra layer on top of the city government where everything has to go through Congress. Or does it have to? Can Congress just look at the, you know, do they get the declarations or the bills or whatever they are from the city, the ones that pass through the mayor's office, do they get them in Congress and they go, we don't really want to vote on this. And can they just throw it away? Or do they have to vote on everything? I would hope that they would have to vote, which would mean it would force their hand at the very least, take the congressional temperature on this particular issue.
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing it's probably not very common that they look at something and say, oh, this is none of our business. So who would we be to interfere?
When you say it's Congress, does it have to pass through both houses?
That is not made clear.
Congress refers to generally
both houses. The story says the measure will face a 60-day congressional review. So I don't know. Again, I have not done the research to know the intricacies of how the D.C. political system works. If you live in the area and you know
I know this. It's full of liars and thieves.
That much you can count on. But, you know, the 60-day review, does that mean that if they're reviewing the law and they do nothing, that it passes? Is it one of those things?
Pass?
Yeah, unless they say no, it goes through. I mean, it's clearly the intention of the people running the government of D.C.
Yeah.
It's clear. I mean, it went to the mayor's office. He signed it. So is it one of those things where Congress can interfere and stop it from being passed, but otherwise it will go ahead and go through after 60 days? I will do my best to find that out here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you know more, feel free to inform us. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Roberts.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to ask Brett a question about, I don't have a problem with people that want to smoke marijuana. I think it's a harmless thing, and then, you know, people who also use it for medical purposes.
Sure.
But, heroin seems to be making a real big scene around, especially up in here. If you saw the review in Rolling Stone magazine, you know they call I-91 Heroin Highway up here. But nevertheless, my question is, you know, somebody that uses the stuff, I mean, if they want to go ahead and they want to use it, that's fine. But when they're coming down, you know, and they don't have their next fix, and then, you know, pretty soon then they're breaking into people's houses or harming people. I mean, how do you help somebody like that?
Oh, that's a great question. I will say this, and I know it's not an answer to your question directly, but I was surprised to learn, because we all get propaganda, you know, when we're young, related to drugs, and I never went back and looked at it with certain drugs. I mean, marijuana was like, yeah, they were, you know, lying about that, but I always just thought like heroin and cocaine were really bad, and I don't think those drugs are good for anybody, and certainly we can see what the effects are of heroin on some people. But I just assumed, I mean, what I was taught is that everybody who ever shoots heroin into their veins is a heroin addict, and they basically throw their lives away. And the only drugs where that's even remotely true, where people almost cannot use the drug without becoming an addict, are crack and meth. And those are both creations of the drug war, essentially. So, I mean, I think there's this forbidden fruit aspect to certain drugs that are addictive. I think most people become alcoholics because in America we have this very puritanical culture where people are never introduced to alcohol in a responsible way. So usually they turn 18 and they go to college, or they turn 21 and they've just never been given any tools for how to manage it. Well, certainly that's the case with heroin. So there's no education beyond that it's very, very, very bad.
Well, also, when alcohol was illegal, people committed crimes surrounding alcohol. So the question might be, it might be the case that certainly the case is that heroin's price is inflated because it's illegal.
Right.
So therefore, if it was, you know, decriminalized and was no longer illegal, the price would come way down, maybe to like a tenth of what it is. And at that point, somebody could work a job and still be a heroin addict, and then you wouldn't have to worry about them robbing people any longer. That's a possible scenario. Now, one thing that's interesting, Robert, is so far pot's illegal in Colorado and Washington, but the price really hasn't come down on it.
Well, it hasn't, but and I understand what you're saying, Brad. I understand what you're saying as well, Mark. But you know, it's like what you said, Brad, that you know, that people haven't been taught how to responsibly use this. And
yeah,
got all of these irresponsible people that are out there that are all, they're deep right into this.
I mean, they're all what? Excuse me? They're doing what?
They're all right deep right into the use of heroin. I mean, again, you said that they hadn't been, you know, properly introduced to it. They probably learned from, you know, maybe a friend or maybe their dealer how to get started using it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, like, what most people do, the government often tries to mandate treatment once somebody is arrested. They have a very reactive approach. But whether we're talking about alcohol, which is a legal, very addictive drug, or heroin or cocaine, you know, alcohol has Alcoholics Anonymous. That's not for everybody for sure. And these other substances have these completely, unless the government gets involved, completely voluntary organizations like NA, Narcotics Anonymous. And, you know, that might be the best hope society has. See people who have these problems get real help. But it starts with them making the decision that they need the help.
That's true. And in a legal or decriminalized environment, someone who decides to that they need help is more likely to seek the help, because right now they may be afraid that if they turn themselves into a doctor or whatever, if they go and they seek help, that they might get snitched out to the police, that the police there might be some sort of mandate that the police be called. Even if there isn't a law like that, you know, a drug user can be paranoid in those ways.
So it happened to me. And I had
you were a heroin addict?
No. I was not as severe, but okay. I had a bad experience with a hallucinogenic drug once.
Mm.
And I said, my goodness, I should go to the hospital because I'm dying. But then I was like, you can't, and the people I was with, some who were under the influence of the same drug and some who weren't, said, what are you going to do? You can't go to the hospital and tell them that you did mushrooms. You'll go to jail. I mean, that's what we thought when we were 17,
18 years old. Even if it wasn't true, that's what people
believed. That was the perception. It was very scary.
And it turns out that this fear that you had actually prevented you from wasting these poor people's time in the hospital.
Well, that's true, yeah. I wasn't going to die.
Hey, Robert, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I was able to do the research, find out the answer about how the system works in Washington, D.C. This is from dccouncil.us. It's a lengthy article about the just arduous process of a bill becoming law in Washington, D.C. So we know the part about, you know, goes to a committee, it's the city council committee, pass the committee, go to the city council, get voted on, go to the mayor. So that's where we are with the cannabis thing. It's past the mayor's office. In most cities, this would be...
Done deal.
Done deal. Things are a little different in D.C. We'll tell you about the congressional review, and the president can get involved on this as well.
Boy.
I'll give you the details coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. So this is going to be very interesting to see what happens. We'll explain why here in just a few moments. And if we get a chance, we'll get into the 30 things to stop doing to yourself on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here toll free. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can amp. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It is a great way for you to get behind the show and help us get more liberty oriented people tuned into Free Talk Live and people who don't understand what the ideas of freedom are. We want to bring newbies to the ideas of freedom so they can absorb them and consider them and maybe accept them. Eventually. It's a process, and we are kind of the first step for a lot of people. So if you want to help us get Free Talk Live into more ears, you can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. For $5 a month, you can use any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right through our website, and we are offering matching funds right now. There are about five or six very generous listeners who have stepped up to match up to $950 per month in AMP contributions. We still have a few hundred bucks that we can raise in this process. And you can help us with that by becoming an amplifier and getting your money matched. So if you do $5 a month, it's like doing 10. If you do $10 a month, it's like being a $20 a month amper. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. The matching contributions are available for several more months, all the way through October, if I recall correctly, or at least up until October.
I think it'd be
through September.
Something like that.
But either way, several more months. You can help us out. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Brett is here from the School Sucks Project, and I imagine there's some way for people to support School Sucks. What is a good way to do that, Brett?
Sure, absolutely. We have something called the AV Club.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember the AV Club from school.
Audiovisual.
Yeah, all the nerds were in the AV Club. And, you know, we're proud of that today. So the AV Club is audio and video that is not available in the regular podcast feed. I later
premium
learned...
Premium content.
Premium content, yeah. And we ask for $6 a month. Some people do a little more than that, and
nice.
That's great. And that keeps the show going. It's actually taken me further and further away from doing educational things that I didn't like and didn't really feel good about, like academic tutoring and SAT tutoring. I can devote more time to a real educational project, I believe.
Which is what the School Sucks Project is.
That's what we try to do, yep.
SchoolSucksProject.com. You can go there, get all kinds of audio for free as well.
Absolutely,
Project.
Yeah.
.com or Brett available there. So here's the answer. We were wondering aloud. None of us knew. You know, what is the process for a bill to become law in Washington, D.C. for the District of Criminals? Not for the whole country. Because everybody knows that part. You know,
yep.
The whole I'm a bill cartoon that everybody watched when they were kids. What was that called? Schoolhouse Rock?
Schoolhouse Rock,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what has happened is cannabis decriminalization has been passed by the D.C. City Council. It has gone to the D.C. mayor. The D.C. mayor has signed it. In most cities, that would be it. It'd be in the ordinances. It'd be official. It'd be done. But in D.C., according to dccouncil.us, these are the final steps. Although at this point the bill has effectively become an act, its journey to becoming a law that must be obeyed by the populace is not yet complete. Unique to the District of Columbia, an approved act of the council must be sent to the United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate for a period of 30 days before becoming effective as law, or 60 days for certain criminal legislation. So this one is a 60-day period according to the article that we read. So during this 60-day period of congressional review, the Congress may enact into law a joint resolution disapproving of the council's act. So it was like I suggested that it might be. If they don't do anything, then that's a good thing. If they want to take action, they have to take action to oppose the act. If, during the 60-day period, the President of the United States approves said joint resolution, then the council's act is prevented from becoming law. If, however, upon the expiration of the 60-day congressional review period, no joint resolution disapproving the council's act has been approved by the president, then the bill finally becomes law and is assigned a law number. So this cannabis decrim bill, which decriminalizes up to an ounce of pot with a $25 fine as opposed to a misdemeanor, is going to be an interesting test because Congress will have to do something about it if they want to stop marijuana decrim from happening right under their nose. Congress has never done anything, in my recollection, about doing any kind of marijuana decrim on their own volition. So this is going to either pass by them and they're going to do nothing, or they're going to go ahead and pass a joint resolution saying, no, this the war on drugs is a serious thing, and we are going to stop people smoking cannabis in our city, and this must remain a misdemeanor. No, we are passing this joint resolution. Then it goes to Barack Obama, who has been speaking out. He hasn't been doing anything politically about it, but he has, within the last 3 months, had an interview, I think it was the New Yorker magazine, where all of a sudden this guy starts talking about marijuana decriminalization and legalization as though it's time for this to happen and that, you know, he understands it's not as bad as alcohol or, you know, it's not as bad as people have been saying it has been, and he admitted to having used it as a young person.
He's clever, though, right? Because he gets a lot of credit for the things he says.
But that's what I'm saying. He's not doing anything.
Because he's a religious figure for most people. So Obama said,
right,
you know, when he said, I think maybe gays should be able to get married. There was no legislative effort. There was no. It was just, and people were tweeting, I'm so proud to be an American today. And it's the same thing with this pot thing. People were like tweeting what he said. There's no action behind it. He just says things.
Even though he could take action.
Right. He could. He could.
On the pot front.
Right. He could just pardon everybody and
he could pardon
every nonviolent offender who's in federal prison for marijuana and actually every state offender. I believe he could.
I believe he could pardon
every state offender. If I understand things correctly, I could be wrong, but there's a lot of people. At least, you know, at least just the federal inmates could be released. But he won't do that. He'll yickety yak. Jib jibber jabber.
So this is interesting because Congress will be put into a position where they can act to get rid of this. But if they do act to get rid of it, Barack Obama has to sign that, and he would have to sign that after making these statements about marijuana. I mean, he's in a safe zone otherwise, because Congress isn't going to put marijuana in front of him on their own volition. So he doesn't have to make that, you know, that's not an issue that he's going to do anything about. Obviously, he's not going to rescind the scheduling of marijuana. It's currently a Schedule 1. He, as the president, as the head of the executive branch, could wave his magic signing pen, and he could tell the DEA to either deschedule marijuana or move it down the list of severity.
He's not doing that either.
He's not doing that either. So the question is, will Congress want to put this issue in front of Barack Obama? And if they do put it in front of Barack Obama, what will he do about it?
You sound like you might have just a touch of an optimistic tone. Am I misreading that?
I think
that?
They may just let this slide through. I don't know if they're going to want to mess with it.
I think they would. The thing is that the Republicans and the Democrats are on, you know, one's got the Senate, one's got the House. You know, do any of them really want to put this in front of them? I think you're probably right, Ian. Just 60 days from now, this is going to slide through.
I hope I'm right about that.
It's interesting. Maybe I'm more of a cynic. You know, I see them shutting this down and nobody ever hearing anything about it. I mean,
we're going to hear about it. I mean, this is getting
headlines.
You're
going to hear about it.
I hope I hear about it. I mean, really, it's up to our listeners to bring it to our attention by going to our website at freetalklive.com and, you know, voting up and submitting articles for us to look at.
But we would really want the average American or the average Obama supporter to hear about it.
Absolutely.
And
because he's the one who would be the crux of stopping it.
Right. And we'd also like it to be able to get through to them without rationalization or, you know, skimming over what it really is.
You want to get through to these people? Brett, I gave up on that years ago when I moved for the Free State Project. You can't get through
to
people.
Eventually you can.
You can't speak logic to nonsense. You cannot twist around people who spent their whole lives not critically thinking about anything. I mean, you're not talking about showing them.
You're cynical, Mark. I mean, people can change. People can absolutely, after they've seen enough evidence of corruption and hypocrisy from politicians, they can come to the conclusion, oh, crap, yeah, Bush was a liar, and turns out Obama's a liar, too. Well, screw this.
I was a lefty. You know? I was a big lefty.
Me too, man. But
okay, so you're both evidence people can change.
I'm not saying people can't change. I'm saying most people can't change. Most people are not trained in critical thinking skills. And
you don't even have to be able to think that critically to come to the conclusion that politicians are liars.
Oh, they think that.
Yeah, they do. But they just target their political enemies.
Most libertarians that you talk to are still voting Republican or Democrat in the presidential election because they're petrified, because that's what they used to vote, and they're petrified of the other guy getting in. These people don't actually change what they're doing. You can't, and the politicians are going to change what they're doing as long as they can continue to get the votes that they need to get.
All right, we're going to come back with more here in moments. 855 450 free. 30 things to stop doing to yourself. We will continue that list here in a bit. And we may or may not have Brett with us. He's feeling kind of sick tonight, so I think he might be cutting out a little bit early. But go get more of him at schoolsucksproject.com. We will continue hour number 3 here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves here. What do you think is going to happen in D.C.? You're welcome to speculate, especially if you live there. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.